How about a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
That's I know what you're talking about. That thing hits your tongue, it'll tear your tongue up.
Yeah,
oh my God. I know exactly what it's called, I'm telling you, I've forgotten it. We'll come back to that one later.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made from a long board balanced in the middle? Like that, children play on?
Oh, seesaw.
And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round.
Is there any difference between a merry-go-round and a flying Jenny?
I guess it is. A merry-go-round ain't faster than a flying Jenny.
Yeah. How is a flying Jenny made? What looks like?
Go around in a circle, but it goes up, down that way, round and round.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it makes you sick.
Make you sick?
Mm-hmm.
What do you use to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Quetters and files.
A whetter?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe draw on here some different kinds of wood fences. Well, do you know the names of some?
Rail fence.
A rail fence, what does it look like?
Well, it goes that way, and then that way, and then back that way. See, you got the platinum rail like that.
Yeah.
You put one rail there, and the next time you come, you put one on that top of that one, and the next time you come, you put one on top of that one. But it had to go zigzag to keep them from falling over.
Oh, I see. How about are there any other kinds of wooden fences that you know about?
Board fences.
Board fences?
Nail.
How are they different from
real?
Nail them up? Is there any space in between the boards, or are they?
There's space between. Cotton what you gonna shit up.
Yeah. What would you use board fences for, you think? Well, when would you use a rail fence and when would you use a board fence?
Well, a long time ago they used rail fence because it was cheaper. They didn't have to buy them.
Uh-huh.
And they'll do this for good and the rail lasts for years. But now, people ain't got time, no wood to bust them out of, so they had to buy a wire fence.
Okay, is that sort of what a board fence looks like?
Something like that.
Okay. Can't dry either.
And a rail fence will go, it'll go. Like, that, and then bring one that way, then one this way, and one that way.
Oh, I see.
I'll draw it on something else. I want to mess up your paper.
Oh, that's what this is for.
Yo.
Okay.
Get something else. Then you kind of see what it looks like. You draw one this way, and then you take another one that way, and then you take another one this way.
Oh,
and then
I see.
That way.
Yeah, I see.
That way. That'll carry around, but you make it long way, you know, and keep from stretch your fence, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever make any like that yourself?
Oh, yeah. My daddy used to have plenty of them. We had a little farm around the house, and we had to put up rail fences.
And you said it was cheaper to do than board fences.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Well, you didn't have to buy the rail. You can go out in the woods and bust them out of that lot of load.
Oh, you just split them?
Yeah.
Are there any other kind of wood fences besides rail fences and board fences?
No.
Like some houses in little towns have fancy fences around them. Do you know what
they only call it? Picket fence.
Picket. And what's the difference between that and a board fence?
Well, a picket fence is